Palo Basa Plastic Surgery. Terry speaking.
Hi, Terry. How are you? It's Effie.
Oh, Effie, hi. How are you?
How are you? Just
right?
A quick... Oh, yeah. Not really. My
mum.
Your mum? Yeah. Oh, she's on palliative care now. I'm stressed.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Stressed out of my head. Yeah,
it is
so
stressful.
Bad.
It is awful. And it doesn't matter what the circumstances are. It's always hard.
So. Seen my dad go, my in-laws, my sister died, everything.
Oh,
yeah.
Effie.
It's so much a death in the family. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Quick question. Today, I had a guided steroid injection in my heel.
Yeah.
Is there any chance, I don't know, can I get an injection in my elbow or you can't, you have to wait a certain time?
No, you don't have to wait. Not for something like that. No.
That's all right. Look, I'll call later on to make the appointment because I don't know, Mum might go. Any day now, but today I got that my elbow's killing me again.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe it's stress. I don't know.
Yeah, well, might be everything really. Is that something you wanted David to do, the injection?
Yeah, he's done.
Oh, has he done it
steroid
before?
Injections before in my wrist, in my elbow.
Yeah.
And listen to this. We booked to go on a holiday. On the 21st of August, catching a plane to Athens and then getting on a cruise ship for 11 days.
Oh, no.
And the trip's costing like $47,000.
Oh, no, Effie. Surely that's all covered under insurance, isn't it?
Hopefully. Because the flights alone are
$26,000. Oh, my
God. I'm going business class. Yeah, I said to George, finally I felt a bit better. And now all this has happened.
Oh, no, look, it's just...
I said,
some things are beyond our control in life.
I said,
when our parents get old, it's hard.
I just can't handle it. I said, I'm going to water.
No.
Yeah, but I thought I'd ask.
You don't have to wait. Just let me know. I'll squeeze you any time it suits. And look, maybe you could even come over and have an injection if your mum's at Monash, you know, and just...
Yeah, she
back
is
over to her.
No, she's not at Monash. She came home. They couldn't even do a gastroscopy. She was in there for 3 days. They couldn't do anything because of her age. They think she might even have stomach cancer.
Oh, no.
Because she had blood in the stool and then blood in the stomach.
Oh.
Yeah, she can't eat. She can't drink.
Is she on? It won't be long then.
I
know when my dad stopped eating. I mean, and he didn't have cancer. He just decided he wanted to go and stopped eating. It was a week. I couldn't believe how fast it was.
I know. That's how my dad was too, but he had dementia.
Yeah. They gave him lots of morphine.
That's what they're doing to Mum. I just left
morphine.
Now because I'm really tired, stressed.
No.
I've been there day and night for a whole month. I've been going every day. I'm just tired.
You poor girl.
I said, what a time to book a holiday ship in
there. No. And you probably need that. You know, you're going to need that holiday more than anything.
I don't know. I said to George, at this stage, I don't care whether I go or not go. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's in God's hands now.
It is. It is. And maybe, you know, you just have to say, so be it. I'll just go with where it takes me.
Whatever happens.
But I'm so sorry to hear all of that. But no, you don't have to wait. So just call me and let me know and we'll work
around
all right. You, okay?
I just wanted to ask because I've got my foot. I did it today at IMED because 2.5 months ago they gave me another one, but it wore out.
Okay.
So I went back to Andy Hughes, the guy that does for you.
Yeah.
Don't even go there. That doesn't work. He said you'll need an operation to get rid of the bunion and the plantar fasciitis problem.
Oh.
Because 2 years ago I did the right leg, now this damn leg started.
Oh, you're not even a good
over it. I said to George, you hit the jackpot with me.
Oh, God.
George is 74 and he's walking here, there and everywhere. He's so fit, thank God.
Oh, God.
And here's me, 63, falling to pieces.
Oh,
and I'm going to laugh or cry half the time.
Oh,
all right.
When I'm ready, you just call me when you're ready, darling, all right?
But I had to ask,
No, that's all right. All the best.
Take care.
I know, it's a tough time. Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Bye, darling.
Bye.